campaign for public access in South Korea began as an idea advocated by a group of activists and professors. With the advent of Kim Dae-jung's administration in 1998, liberal ideas were given more opportunities for their expression, and in 2000, a new broadcasting law was passed, which was essentially a neoliberalist gift to the telecommunication conglomerates, but with a few concessions to the demands of a more participatory media system movements. The new law required the Korean Broadcasting System, the major national public broadcaster, to run programs produced by viewers. However, very few details were specified in the legislation. The Ministry of Culture was given the responsibility for turning this vague concept into reality, but the ministry rather arbitrarily decided that 100 minutes per month was more than adequate.
The concern I have, of course, is that Commercial Radio Australia convinced the government that they should be allocated all of the spectrum, what is in effect a land grab. What they will do with it, of course, is then sit on it, simulcasting exactly the same programming that's going out on analog FM and AM at the moment, providing no value add or innovative incentive for listeners to take up the technology, and in 5 or 6 years' time turn around and say, well, there you go, we told you so, nobody wants it. Indeed, the TV model here in Australia has done exactly that.
Space as well, as are community stations, as are the many, many narrowcasters that are out there operating on low-cost licences to niche audiences, admittedly.